Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of the show and a certified human and design reader. Welcome to the show. So I am psyched today to talk about bandwidth. Okay, like this is one thing that was and has been a huge lesson for me, a continuing lesson for me throughout my spiritual path on my journey of entrepreneurship. And I just think as a conscious human being, bandwidth, owning your bandwidth, understanding how to navigate it is going to be gold in your life. It's one of the bigger biohacking things I've ever learned to do. And it's interesting because when I first learned about bandwidth, okay, I feel like I should back up a little bit and maybe explain what I mean by bandwidth. But I really mean when I say that, I mean this is all about protecting your energy, time, focus, and emotional capacity. It's truly about understanding for conscious humans, okay, and entrepreneurs, people who are navigating everyday life, there is this energy and mental focus that aligns you, okay? There is a way in which you are designed to be using your energy every single day. Hello, human design. And by doing that, you are operating your human life in a way where your bandwidth is flourishing and it feels so good for it to be flourishing in this way. And I know that when I've really connected with this bandwidth, as I was saying before, I really started to learn about it in a business course that I took. And I thought it was super interesting because the very first course that was within the course, okay, so the very first module, I guess, was about bandwidth. And I found that super interesting because the entire course was around branding and like finding your niche and stuff like that. And I just thought, wow, this woman took an entire module just to talk about bandwidth. And at first I was kind of with one eyebrow up at it, like, why are we talking so much about bandwidth? And can we get on to like why we're all actually here, which is to find our niche within our business? And what I noticed though is after that first module was done, I was like, and after I was able to look back and reflect on that episode, I realized that that was one of the more important lessons I've ever learned as a conscious spiritual entrepreneur and even just conscious human being in my life. That was one of the biggest, most important lessons I've ever learned was honoring and understanding how to navigate my bandwidth. And so again, when I'm talking about bandwidth, I'm really talking about our energy every single day, our mental focus, the thing that keeps us going every single day where we're feeling super clear and on it. It's kind of like our golden hours. You know, it's like those hours throughout the day where we're most alive, we're most focused, and we are able to actually get the shit done. Everybody has that time frame within their day. Now, some people it's from like, you know, if you're an earlier riser, maybe your bandwidth hours are more from the time of like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And for some people, it might be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or for people who are more night owls, it might be evening hours. Who knows? From like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I don't know. But everybody has these golden hours in their life every single day that are literal gems. They're like a diamond. And I didn't realize this, like I mentioned, I didn't realize how important it was to understand this energy of bandwidth and how I'm using it, my personal bandwidth, every single day in my life until I took this business course. And again, that entire first module was on bandwidth and I couldn't believe it. I was like, why are we talking so much about this and why does it actually matter? But it's so important to prioritize your bandwidth strategically. And that's really what this episode is about. I don't care if you are an entrepreneur or mom or a stay-at-home, whatever. Like, I don't care what your actual like title is for how it is that you live your life every single day. It really doesn't matter. Honestly, everybody just has this bandwidth that it's so important to protect it, to understand it, to ground into it in order for you to honor it so that you know your limits before your burnout hits, okay? It's so important that you are living in this way. It really is a major biohacking tool in my life, something I've really learned to hone in on and really honor these golden hours for myself. And your human design, I mean, it goes without saying, but your human design is going to help you a lot with this. You might already just know like, okay, Jen, like I already know what my golden hours are. I already know when I feel most awake. I already know when I feel most alive and most on top of it and all of this. You might already kind of know what that is for you, but I'm saying that continuing to hone in on it and biohack that shit, how can you become even more alive during that time? How can you really change the way that you eat, the way that you work out, all of these different things to help you navigate these golden hours? It's truly about having discernment, okay? It's like discernment over distraction is huge. And you do that by saying no to what it is that's draining you so that you can say yes to what it is that is fueling your mission. It's so important. And when I say what drains you, what I really mean is your energy leaks. Understanding what are those energy leaks? How can I really make sure that I am navigating my everyday life with as less energy leaks as possible? How can I curate my day if I am working at a 9-to-5 job or a part-time job? What are my energy leaks within that job? How can I talk to my manager and ask them about maybe excluding some of these things that really make me tired and maybe putting more on my plate that makes me feel alive so that I can work more fully within this person's business? Any manager, any person who's a business owner would love that, okay? If their employee came to them and were like, listen, these things that I do make me so tired, but I am, if you help me clear this slate, how can I add more things that are more, make me feel alive so I can work harder for you so that I can work from this full cup? Any good, decent manager or business owner with their head on straight would love that shit and be like, whoa, like, cool, this is amazing. Yes, let's talk about this. How can we shift some of your job duties to reflect the energy that makes you feel alive so that you can use your days in a way that feels fulfilling to you, which is always going to make everybody more money, okay? It's always going to fulfill everyone in a really beautiful, high vibrational way. So again, discernment over distraction is huge. Saying no to what drains you and saying yes to what fuels your mission that day, whatever it is, even if it's just that you are redoing your garden and that's your mission for that day. It's all about strategically using that bandwidth, knowing what your golden hours are for you and really honoring that time and not letting anything get in the way of like you using those golden hours to achieve what it is that you are there to achieve that day, whether it be refinishing your deck or launching a course online. It doesn't matter. Like it's all the same when it comes to honoring what it is that you are trying to get done and using your peak golden hours to achieve what it is that you are trying to achieve. So it is so important so that you can create aligned space for the visionary work that only you can do. So I'll say that again. This is so important because it helps you to create aligned space for the visionary work that only you can do. can do. So there's visionary work, okay, that everybody has their thing that they do, that when they do it, when they go and do the damn thing, they are the boss bitch in that situation, okay? I was just at a summer solstice. Shout out to my sisters who made it to my summer solstice ceremony this past week. And with that summer solstice ceremony, we were literally talking about this. We were talking about there are certain things that only you do well and nobody else does well, right? Now, understanding and making sure what are the things that I do well in my business and what are the things that I suck at and that are draining me. Or you could also use this if you are a new mom, if you are a new empty nester at home, you can use this same thought process for all of these different areas of your life. It's really coming back to understanding that there are certain things that you can do that only you can do them well, okay, within your business with your special touch and stuff like that. Only you can do that well. For example, I'm good behind a mic, okay? I've always known it. I've had a podcast before when I used to be in fashion. I know how to be behind a mic and I know how to talk. Would I then create the content for a podcast episode and hire someone else to do it? No, because this is my flow state. I can grab a topic out of thin air and talk about that shit for an hour on this podcast episode and be golden. So it's about knowing what is it that you're good at? Every single person is a visionary in their own way. There's certain things that only they can do that they can do well. What is that for you? And how can you release the other stuff that really isn't your forte and that maybe someone else can do well for you? Let's say Excel spreadsheets, PDFs, video editing, shit that's not your vibe that really drains you. How can you outsource that? Okay. If you're a stay-at-home mom, pickup is like a real bitch for you. And you're like, you know what? I don't mind having the kids after school snacks and having, you know, Joe Schmo's kid from down the block come over and have after school snacks. That part is not a problem. But the part of carpooling and getting all the kids, fuck that. I hate it. If that's you, for this is just an example, then that's a part where you would talk to another mom and outsource that part. Be like, listen, if you go and pick up these kids from school, I will be the one. You can rely on me for after school snacks and like bring them over here for an hour or two after school and they can play outside after school snacks. I like it. It's a break in my day. I don't mind it. You know, outsource all of the things that do not feel good to your energy. It's essential. So another thing that's essential is the fact that when you do this, you are creating a sacred balance between doing versus being. Okay. So I'm going to say that again, you are creating when you are honoring your bandwidth, honoring your golden hours, saying no to your energy leaks and honing in on what it is that you do well and really allowing yourself to expand beyond that when it comes to what it is that you do well, you are somebody who is being and not doing. Okay, I don't consider what I'm doing right now work. Okay, when I'm sitting behind the mic talking, this is not work for me. I'm not doing anything. I'm being in this energy. It's easy for me. It's filling my cup. After this, I will not be tired. I will actually be energized by doing this. So it's just about what are those things for you? We talk so much in spirituality about being versus doing, but I think that we kind of miss the fact that the being aspect of being in your frequency in the things that fill your cup, you are being in that energy. You're not doing in that energy. Again, I don't consider recording this podcast episode doing anything. I consider it me being in my frequency and being the frequency holder of the person that's hosting this podcast. So that's just an example. And I kind of want you to ruminate around that and get your energy behind what does that mean for you in your daily life? And like, how can you start to weed through the things that do feel like energy leaks and are not filling your cup? Okay, how can you weed those out? How can you create more space in your life? It doesn't hurt to ask, okay? I was just talking to another sister friend about this when it comes to the fact that we are living in the world of form, okay? So it's about knowing that like, yes, this is a co-creation. I need to effort. I need to ask if this is not feeling good to me, this part of my 9-to-5 is not feeling good to me. How can I talk to the boss? How can I talk to the owner and really put ask them like, hey, can I create some energetic space here? How can I do more of what I love and release the stuff that's not, that's kind of draining me? And trust me, they at the end of the day, if they're a good boss, if they're a good owner, they could give a fuck about, you know, you creating energetic space for more things that light you up. As long as you're doing a damn good job, that's the only thing they really care about. So understanding that essentially this is creating a sacred balance when you do this between doing and being, so that your business or your momhood or your empty nesterhood life doesn't just dwindle, right? It grows, and it does so in harmony with your body, spirit, mind, and purpose, okay? It's growing in a really beautiful way, and it's allowing you to be fulfilled in that way. So I really ask that this is a shorter episode, but I want you to really feel into this. I feel like this is so important for anybody who is living life, okay, consciously. How can you understand this energy around bandwidth? How can you bring this to the forefront of your energy field and just start to think about, okay, my bandwidth, my everyday bandwidth is my greatest asset in life. It's the thing that helps me get shit done, okay? If I'm fucking off all day during my golden hours and then I'm trying to get stuff done, at the end of the day, when I know those are not my golden hours, I know that between, let's say, this isn't me, but I'm just saying, let's say between 5 and 10 o'clock in the evening, though, that's when my golden hours start to kind of like drain away and it doesn't really feel so good to me anymore. I start to feel tired and ready to wrap my day. Then why are you effing off the majority of your day? And why are you trying to get the shit done at the end of the day when your battery is on empty? So this is about taking a step back on your life, understanding that every single one of us has this bandwidth that I'm talking about right now, this energy within us where when we're in our golden hours of our bandwidth, we are focused. We are fully online. We are in our environment, right? In human design, I welcome you to check out your environment in human design. And if you worked with me with human design before, you know, the first thing I tell you to do is download the Aligned app by Jenna Zoe, because you can get some really good information just from downloading that app for a cheap price. And I get nothing for that. I just know it's a great shortcut resource for human design. And from there, that app, you actually can see your environment. So for example, for me, my environment is wet kitchens. Okay, so what does that really mean? That just means that I do well in collaborative spaces that have like a humid, like tropical environment. Okay, so I do well, you know, in a space where people are collaborating toward an end goal together. And bonus, if it's like in a kind of like, you know, damn tropical environment. So I do try to get myself into that environment so that I can be operating my golden hours and my bandwidth in its highest potential, okay, during those hours. So it's all about understanding that this is true for us. We all have this energy. We have certain times where we are on fire during the day, where we are mostly focused, mostly awake. And how can we use this to our greatest advantage? That way we can start to align our sacred balance between doing and being. That's the goal and the core of everything that I just want to talk about, so that our life can grow in a really high vibrational way and we can create that harmony between our body, spirit, purpose, and our mind. So sending you all so much love. I hope that this episode resonates with you in some way, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.